Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
While the Ten Commandments may or may not be headed to every classroom in Louisiana as their new law's validity plays out in federal courts, heaven's terms and conditions will soon be headed to someone's living room.
From the New York Associated Press.
A 155-pound marble slab dating from 300 to 800 AD is the oldest known stone tablet inscribed with God's top 10 do's and do not do's and will be sold at auction on December 18th in New York by Sotheby's.
Inscribed in Paleo-Hebrew script, the tablet was unearthed during railroad excavations along the southern coast of Israel in 1913 and was at first not recognized as a historically significant artifact, being used as a paving stone at a local home until 1943 when it was sold to a scholar who grasped its significance.
Sotheby's is estimating that the tablet will be auctioned for $1 to $2 million.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And now, here is Feelings About World History, written by Gabriel Urbina, directed by Mac Lanap, performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024.
Okay. This is gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna all be fine.
Cynthia?
Yeah.
Would you please shut up?
Would you please tell me it's gonna be fine?
That's really up to him, isn't it?
No, it's not really up to him. Remember what Dr. Morrow said? Yeah, I feel statements. Lots of we're here for you and we're your friends. Remember?
I remember him lying to me. I remember that.
Everyone has small lapses. We all fall back on bad habits from time to time.
That is still no excuse for everything that he has done.
Here we are. Martinis all around. One for you, Riley. Ooh. One for you, Sin.
Thank you.
And a double for your humble host.
Okay, take it easy, Philip.
Cheers. Well, this is nice. Isn't it? I can't remember the last time the three of us got together.
Ooh, was it Jenny's New Year's thing?
Oh, no way. That was months ago. We seriously haven't seen each other since... Oh, wait. Sorry.
What is it?
It's nothing. Just, could you please use a coaster instead of...
Oh, sure.
Sorry. I know. It's like, God, Philip, could you be a little more psycho? Why don't you? But it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's a new coffee table, and it was kind of expensive, so I just don't want it to...
Totally. We get it. She gets it. We'll use coasters, won't we, Riley? Won't we, Riley?
Sure. No problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a funny story with that coffee table, actually.
Is there really?
Yeah, it's... Pretty cool, because just put your hands on it for a second. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, you feel that? Now, you might be thinking that's acrylic or some kind of granite.
Might we really? Easy.
But no, baby, that's genuine old school marble. The OG, the old world stuff.
Super. Philip,
no,
we have...
No, hang on. Look, look at it. Like, really take a proper look. Do you see that? Do you know what that is?
It's a carving of some sort.
That is Paleo-Hebrew script, all the way from 400 Anno Domini. And you see right there, you see where you almost put down your drink? You know what it says? Thou shall have no other gods besides me.
It's a very nice coffee table, Philip.
Ah, but it's not just a coffee table. It is a coffee table made from... Drum roll, please. Okay. The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments.
We know.
Wait, Well, how do you know?
Philip, come on. Look around this living room. Your TV stand is a piece of the Elgin marbles.
Your coat rack is an 800-year-old totem pole.
Your ottoman is an ottoman from the Ottoman Empire.
Fine, be that way, spoil sports, but I'm telling you, the next person that comes in here and sees this baby, they're gonna be really impressed.
Actually, we wanted to talk to you about this, Philip, because you're our friend.
Friend, yes.
And we love you.
Love. Yes.
Not helping. Mm. And we're just a little worried about your relationship with the whole buying priceless historical artifacts thing. I feel like it might be getting a little...
fucked up?
Out of hand. Mm. Just a little out of hand, you know?
Okay, whoa. This is... Guys, I appreciate your concern, but really...
You've got a problem, man.
Riley, I feel statements.
I feel like it's pretty obvious that you've got a problem.
Not like that.
I don't have a problem. Look, after a long day of work, do I enjoy every now and then going up to Sotheby's New York and treating myself to an irreplaceable piece of humanity's culture heritage? Sure, but that's all it is.
Bullshit.
Riley, could you at least try to do I feel statements?
I feel like there's bullshit in the air.
Well, that was disappointing.
It's my thing. Everyone loves coming over to my apartment to see what crazy historical object has just turned up in my living room. It's fun. It is quirky.
Okay. The first time, it was fun. You had that big party. You made those pink cocktails that everyone loved. And then when people went to the bathroom, oh my God, what's that just hanging over the toilet? Is that the genuine Shroud of Turin? Why, yes. Yes, it is. How charming. What a gas.
But it didn't stop there, Philip. And you've bought a lot of things. A lot of things you don't need.
What are you talking about? I have never bought anything I didn't need.
You got that ancient Roman column next to your closet.
I wanted to feel like I had a bit more support in my life.
You've got the Rosetta Stone in your pantry.
I've always had an interest in languages.
That last time you had a dinner party, you announced the main course by ringing the Liberty Bell.
Well, see, that has a practical purpose as well as being an object of great patriotic value.
Well, what about...
Guys, stop. They're just things, really nice things to have that belong to people in the past. Is it so bad that I now happen to own them? Could someone explain to me what the problem with that is?
Oh, can I explain cultural appropriation to him? I feel like I should explain cultural appropriation to him.
Hang on. Philip, nobody's saying this is your fault. We're not here to blame you, but this is serious. You need help.
Guys, really, I'm fine.
Are you? Because last year when you asked me if you could borrow money...
Oh, no, that's a different...
You said it was because if you didn't come up with enough by noon the next day, they were going to, quote, take your car.
Which was absolutely true.
It was so that you could bid on the 1961 Ford Lincoln convertible that President Kennedy was riding in when he was assassinated.
And which, you have to admit, looks pretty chic parked out in front of my building.
Philip!
You lied to her, Philip! Mm. And you took her money, and you did it to me, too!
I'm gonna pay you back.
Not if you keep buying Ten Commandment coffee tables!
I feel like this behavior is really concerning. And I feel you're smart enough to recognize it, and I feel like it's just... After what happened with Margot!
Oh, no. No, do not bring Margot into this. Her leaving had nothing to do... We broke up because stuff in our history that got between us. She said that.
Is that what she said? Or did she say that there was too much of your ancient history in the way?
Oh, God.
I feel like we're finally getting across to him.
No, this... God, I really lost the plot there for a minute. You two are right. I have been out of control.
I feel like he's getting it.
Can you let him have his moment of clarity?
I promise you both. I am going to work on this. I am getting this under control.
You have no idea how great it is to hear you say that.
Thank you, Philip.
You're in the long run, you're going to find yourself much happier.
And we just, we miss our friend. Mm-hmm. We miss the old Philip and the way you were before all of this junk got in the way.
Absolutely. I realize now that being the guy that buys up historical objects can't be my whole personality.
No.
From now on, I'm getting back to the three passions that made me the man I am today. The three V's. Vodka, venture capitalism, and vast mountains of cocaine!
Oh, thank God! Oh, we're so glad to have you back, man! Cheers!
Being a girl is so much fun, but I need some
This
cocaine.
Has been Feelings About World History, written by Gabriel Urbina, directed by Mac Lanap, featuring Kevin Delano, Megan Lanap, and Carrie Morris. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.